Let's bring in Naylor now, who wrote a great column on CFL.ca about Nathan Rourke. Dave, good morning. What's going on?
Good morning, AK. How you doing?
We're great, man. We're great. And thanks for doing this, as always. Tell our audience why Nathan Rourke is so significant, not only for the Canadian Football League, but, I mean, just generally speaking, he's a rising star. Perhaps his star has already risen. Run us through his story and why people should care.
Well, let's start from college, and then I'll quickly, and then I'll go back to, you know, before and after that. The easiest way to sort of understand Nathan Rourke is, you know, he's arguably the most accomplished quarterback from the Mid-American Conference since Ben Roethlisberger, you know, who went in the first round to the Steelers in 2003. Nathan Rourke played at Ohio University. It's in the same conference with, you know, Ball State, Miami of Ohio, University of Buffalo, those kind of schools. Excuse me, guys. You're going to hear some noise here for a second. Just bear with me for a moment. I got a vacuum cleaner right next to me.
Where are you right now, Dave?
In and about town. You know me, AK.
Okay. Mixing and mingling. I love it. I love it. Sorry, continue.
This should be better. Okay. So Nathan Rourke played at the University of Ohio. They went to three straight bowl games. They won three straight bowl games. Statistically, he owns most of the record books for a school that's been playing college football since the 1800s. He's one of those guys who absolutely left an impression on a program. And, you know, he'd grown up in Oakville. In his grade 11 year, they won a championship. They were basically going to have the same team back next year for the final year. So he thought he needed a bigger challenge. So his mom moved with him to Alabama. His younger brother, who's now a redshirt junior quarterback at the University of Ohio as well, went as well. He went to school in Alabama and did not get a single Division I offer. From there, he went to a junior college in Kansas and then the University of Ohio. He's been on the radar for a few reasons. One is, you know, take citizenship out of it. His accomplishments in the Mid-American Conference, you know, they got him onto the NFL's radar. I mean, I think there was a point where, you know, people thought he was going to get drafted to the National Football League, maybe midway through his college career. And then in the end, I mean, the style in the Mid-American Conference is a little bit old school. And I think one of the questions people would have had about him, whether it was the NFL and the CFL, is, you know, he ran a lot of designed runs at Ohio. He had a lot of plays where the option was for him to run. And, you know, is that going to translate in the professional level where quarterbacks, you know, are not encouraged to do that as much? But I tell you, you know, the BC Lions got this guy in the second round of the draft. And, you know, when they didn't play in 2020, Nathan Rourke still went to school, you know, on the Lions, their offense, their coaches, their personnel, their playbook. Last year, he had three appearances, but took most of the first team reps for Mike Riley, which is why he was able to mature and advance so much, you know, in what otherwise was a shortened season. And I've emailed our statistical historian guru, Steve Daniel, that we work with here at the CFL and TSN, and said, give me some numbers for historical comparisons of Nathan Rourke's first two games of this regular season to put it into some perspective. And he wrote me back late last night and said, I'll have something for you tomorrow. So it's an amazing performance these first two games.
Well, and there's one thing, we're joined by TSN football insider Dave Nail. It's one thing to beat up on the Edmonton Elks, who look terrible to start the year, going 0-3, and not a lot of hope there in Edmonton. But the Toronto Argonauts, the team that Nathan Rourke beat up on, and the BC Lions beat up on 44-3 on Saturday, the Argos have a really good defense. A lot of players, a lot of quality players at a number of positions on defense. And to see Nathan Rourke go out there, 436 yards, four touchdowns, and they really took the pedal off the gas in the fourth quarter. They were up huge. It wasn't like Nathan Rourke was airing it out. Could have easily had 500, maybe 600 yards if that game was close. So my question is, Dave, at what point do we start looking at this as, because longevity, you can't really go out and say, all right, you know, Bo Levi Mitchell has a track record of so much success in the Canadian Football League. Nathan Rourke, for all intents and purposes, you're talking about a couple of weeks here. At what point do I push all my chips in and really start to believe in Nathan Rourke as one of the best players in the Canadian Football League?
Look, I would say I was one of those people who, from a distance, looked at the decision to make Nathan Rourke the number one quarterback of the BC Lions with just three appearances. It is apparently riding lawnmower day in Mississauga. They're following me, so excuse me. I'm going to walk in another direction here. Okay, so Restart me here, AK. The lawnmowers have...
Yes. So Rourke, I mean, at what point do we really buy in? Because, you know, there's people that are using the words most outstanding player in association with Nathan Rourke. Might be a little bit of a stretch, but, I mean, through 3 weeks, it's undeniable. If voting was done today, Rourke would win. But do we really believe he can hit that type of high point in his career at this point in time? Or maybe we need to rear back a little bit.
Well, I'll share a few anecdotes for us. Yeah, and I won't share the name of this player, but I was talking to another reporter yesterday who said that he had spoken to a star player in the league after the Edmonton game, and this player had said to him, I hope people realize that was BC being really, really good more than it was Edmonton being really, really bad. And that was this player's opinion. And, you know, and now when you see what they did to the Argonauts, as you just mentioned, that, you know, that opinion starts to look more credible. The other thing, that, you know, I'm one of those people who, when Nathan Rourke was named the starting quarterback of the BC Lions in the offseason with just three appearances, he was 23 when they made that decision. I was one of the people who said, really? Like, without a veteran to back him up or challenge him, you're just going to hand him the number one job in February and say, this is our guy? I mean, that happens a lot in the National Football League, right? Teams draft a guy in the first or second round. They pay him a ton of money. And it's a when, not if equation. This guy is going to get an opportunity to start and take the job because that's what the organization is planning. In the CFL, quarterback depth charts, because you're not working with the best of the best, you don't have that kind of investment, quarterback depth charts generally are established by competition, either in practice or in games. There's not that situation where you just say, hold on a second, what do we got here? This is our guy, you know, with very little experience. And yet that's what the Lions did with Nathan Rourke. Every conversation they had with veteran quarterbacks this offseason that they looked at bringing in to sort of support Rourke, they told each of them, there will be no competition here. If you come to us, you are competing to back up Nathan, not competing with Nathan, which we just don't see that kind of thing. The teams, you know, putting their chips all in the center of the table on one guy on very little experience. But one of the things Rick Campbell told me when I talked to him a couple weeks ago, he said, hey, I was in the building when Bo Levi Mitchell showed up in Calgary. Now, I was the defensive coordinator, so it wasn't even my side of the ball, but there was a feeling everybody had that Bo Levi Mitchell was not going to be the number three quarterback for very long. He said, you know, be careful to not compare Nathan Rourke with Bo Levi Mitchell yet. He said, all I can tell you is there was that same feeling in the building in BC. And that's, you know, that's a lot of confidence that they went with this, you know, because there is no veteran backup quarterback on the BC Lions. Antonio Pipkin is the closest they have, and he's a guy who, you know, got cut in training camp by the Argonauts and has been a spot starter in his career. They went all in on this. I thought it was gutsy. I thought it was bold. I thought it was a little bit crazy almost, to be honest. And I'm watching this two games in and saying, man, the BC Lions trusted their instincts and got it right.
Well, it's amazing, Dave, because correct me if I'm wrong, Nathan Rourke makes, what, $75,000, $80,000 a year, and he might be the best player in the Canadian Football League right now. And so what exactly is the salary ramifications of having Rourke, who, again, is a superstar in the making, at this paltry sum? I mean, BC has so much money to spend, you'd think, right? Is that how it works?
Absolutely. I mean, this is kind of the CFL equivalent to when the Seahawks got Russell Wilson in the third round of the NFL draft and he played on his rookie contract for 3 or 4 years and they had a massive advantage. I mean, first of all, when most quarterbacks, by the time they are your guy in the CFL, they're on their second or third contract. So they're getting paid, you know, a market wage. Nathan Rourke was drafted and the CFL, you know, its last collective agreement, you know, 2 years ago or so, really kind of put the screws down on rookie contracts in terms of what guys could earn. Basically, you know, you're all under the same wage scale, whether you're a guy who runs down with special teams or you happen to be the starting quarterback. You know, for the first 2-3 years of your career, you're going to be in that $75,000-$80,000 range. Now, I'm sure Nathan Rourke has some incentives that he can hit that will change his base pay. But on his base pay, you're right. And, you know, he's in the third year of his deal. So I believe his deal is up at the end of this season. I would be highly, highly surprised if Nathan Rourke and the BC Lions don't extend, and obviously the Lions would want to extend him, but Nathan Rourke is a guy who was actually born in British Columbia. His parents have relocated to BC, you know, since he went to the Lions, so since he was drafted by the Lions. So I mean, not only are the Lions all in on Nathan Rourke, it certainly looks like Nathan Rourke and his family are all in on the Lions, you know, unless there's another conversation.
That's where I wanted to go. We're in conversation with TSN football insider Dave Naylor. We're talking about Nathan Rourke, the superstar in the making for the BC Lions, who has led the team to a 2-0 record, is putting up absolutely ridiculous numbers through 3 weeks of the CFL season. And we talked about a couple of guys, Bo Levi Mitchell, Michael Riley. I think about Ricky Ray in the last decade or so in the Canadian Football League, not getting an opportunity in the NFL in spite of so much success in the CFL. But I think Rourke, and I would imagine you'd agree, is a little bit of a different case because he's just 24 years old. If I'm an NFL team and I'm seeing what Nathan Rourke is doing over here, how could you not be very intrigued about bringing this kid in? How do you think that situation plays itself out?
I just correct you a little bit on the record on the premise of your question. That Ricky Ray was on the practice roster of the Jets for a year after.
You're right. No, that's true. But I'm talking about who's having all the success with the Argos. You know what I mean.
And Bo Levi Mitchell turned down contracts with the Vikings, the Colts, and the Broncos before he resigned in Calgary. So just to say, terms of both not getting an opportunity. stickler.
I know. I respect that. That's why we love you.
So, you're right. And in 30 years of studying the transition of players from the Canadian Football League to the NFL, I've developed a bit of ability to anticipate and predict who gets an opportunity and who doesn't. And what surprises most people who don't follow this closely is how much it all comes down to age. And because an NFL team is looking at a guy saying, okay, if we bring a guy in, first of all, he's coming from outside our league. He's got to learn our league. He's got to learn our personnel. He's got to compete and first prove he can play at this level. Then we got to coach him up into position. So they're not looking to the Canadian Football League generally for plug and play players. They're looking for guys that they can invest in and develop. There have been exceptions. I mean, Doug Flutie was in his mid 30s when he went to the Buffalo Bills in 1998. But for the most part, teams are looking for raw potential in young players that they can harness and develop. And you're right. The fact that Nathan Rourke is 24 is a massive part of this story. If he's 29 doing this, it's a totally different conversation. And there have been times, that the best players in the CFL have been guys in their late 20s, early 30s, and they're good enough to play down there. They're just never going to get the opportunity because of their age. But that's where you got college quarterbacks that are coming out of college at the same age Nathan Rourke is right now in some cases. So, yeah, I think that would play very much to his advantage. And look, it's two games. It's not 18. But again, I'm not a scout. I don't break stuff down. It's not my role at TSN. But if he plays like that for a season at age 24, I would find it very hard to believe that somebody in the National Football League is not going to give him some kind of opportunity. And, again, the gold for him would be if there's more than one team that wants to, because then you can start to negotiate your opportunity and things that go with it. But again, that's a long, long way off. I understand why people are speculating on that. I'm sure if you ask Nathan Rourke, he would tell you he is 100% focused on the Ottawa Red Blacks this week, where BC will try and go to 3-0 and not about what's going to happen, after this season. But certainly, fans and media are going to take the conversation in another direction. I understand that.
Dave, three players in CFL history have won Most Outstanding Player and Most Outstanding Canadian. Maybe Nathan Rourke will be the fourth. Wouldn't that be an incredible story? We'll look out for you on the panel covering the Red Blacks and the Lions on Thursday night on the CFL on TSN. And that's a lot of pressure for Nathan Rourke. An Ottawa team coming off a bye, two games of tape. Not really sure how he'll fare, but I mean, if he goes out and torches Ottawa, I mean, wouldn't that be something? And we'll be watching for it on Thursday night. Thank you for doing this, my friend.
I thought you were going to say there's a lot of pressure on me on the panel.
Please, you're a professional. There's no pressure on you. Who are you replacing on the panel Thursday night?
I believe it's Mr. Dunnigan.
Okay, all right. So we'll be in the booth, Sanchez. Yeah. Okay, well, there you go.
Yeah. I'll be Sanchez and Mill. So just, to recap, the panelists will be, one guy who played, who's the only first Canadian to ever start at corner in the NFL and won three Grey Cups. The other guy with 14 years in the CFL and four in the NFL. I'll be the other one.
Well, I mean, you're the Thornley alumni is your real calling card, Dave. So you've got that on them at the very least. Thanks, man.
Thank you. See you. Bye.